Here's a deep cut. How do you feel about the meats? How do you feel about prime roast beef?
Has it been a long week? Do you need a break?
Are you stressed? Stuck in your job? Maybe you need an escape.
I'm Beth Dibel.
I'm Tatiana Barrow.
And I'm Ezekiel Kadri-Kai. And this
is Escape Break,
where we discuss all things escape rooms in Southern California.
The good,
the bad,
the funny.
and don't forget the awkward.
Trust me, I wish I could.
This show is just on the horizon. Get ready to sit back, relax, stop working, and take a break with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, escape breakers, and other people listening to the show, welcome in to Escape Break on the Cager Express podcast. My name is Ezekiel Kadri-Kai. And on the other side of the microphone, we have Tatiana Abaro.
Hello, hello.
How are you, Tati?
I am awake, Kai. Not
Yes.
sleepy, no yawns.
In contrast to last episode being the morning show, this is a weekday night show filming at about 8:30 here in the nighttime. And I joke with Tati because not that she's older than me, but she is the grandma of the group when it comes to prioritizing her sleep. So I joke that maybe this was too late for her to record. But she said,
Definitely not for this little grandma.
yes. So we have the little grandma of Escape Break. No Beth today, but she'll be back. No worries. Today, we're going to talk about some additional rooms that Tati has played recently, being our NorCal resident and correspondent. She finally got to come down to SoCal and play some of the gems down here that have emerged over the year. And looking ahead in Escape Break, we have a couple cool interviews on the way. We're going to have Jonathan and Ben Burke from the Ministry of Peculiarities. We're also going to have Myrie Nolan of Escape Industry News. So some interviews coming up, first interviews of the year, I believe. But today's all about escape rooms. We're going to talk about Dr. Hater Loses today at Scenario Escape, and then all the games at Confusion Escape. If you haven't played these games, you can still listen. We try not to spoil. We talk vague, but we talk enough where you're going to get excited about these rooms and want to go play them. So get ready for a wild ride. And we have a special game at the end that I don't even know what it is.
It's
Tati?
kind of a game, but it's also just to talk about random funny things.
Okay.
So you'll see. Don't
I'm
worry.
excited. I'm excited. Now, we just passed Valentine's Day. Hopefully, our Valentine's Day episode 2 episodes ago was enjoyable for you. Hopefully, you enjoyed our little cheeky Valentines on Instagram. If you haven't seen them, check us out. And it's not official yet, but I think there's going to be a revival of the Escape Break TikTok. So be on the lookout for that. And no, we will not be doing dances. It's going to be more informational.
Anyone's doing dances, it's Beth.
Yes. Yeah. Certainly. Certainly. For good reason. All right, Tati, let's start with Dr. Hater Loses out in Brea at Scenario Escape. I'm going to let you take it away by kind of setting your tone, set the storyline, and how you felt going into this. Because Mad Rapper, the original room there, is a fan favorite of mine on my top 10 list. So I want to know how high your expectations were and if they were met or unfortunately let down. Take it away.
I had big expectations. I loved the Mad Rapper as well. I thought it blew my mind. So I was so excited to get back there to Scenario and play. So when we show up and the way the room starts, I thought it was pretty cool, actually. I was not expecting that at all. It was a great twist. I had seen some pictures from people's pictures at the end of the room. So I had a little bit of an idea of what one of the rooms was going to look like. But seeing in person was so cool. I love the art and I mentioned it before, the music. The music is so fantastic. If you did not hear that part in the Valentine's Day episode, I was not joking when I said they literally have some baby making music in there. We were singing, we were dancing and grooving. I loved it. It was so much fun. I thought it was cool with the extra bonus puzzles. I think my only critique is I wish it was available throughout the whole game, not just at the end. And I knew going into this that your voice was going to be involved somehow, some way. I could not figure out it was you. The whole time I was listening to it, I was like, Kai's a liar. There's no way this is Kai. And I even told my family who have met you and even Kev, he was just like, that's not Kai. I was like, I know.
Yeah, that. So I'm two characters in that game. I would say
which I didn't know. I only thought it was one character.
Yeah, I didn't know either until I guess a little bit later, because I was approached to only be one character, which is this beaver you'll meet, a superhero beaver, and it'll make sense when you play the game. And he has a very high-pitched voice. I did not use anything on my voice to do that voice. I will say my voice was definitely a little bit strained after recording all the lines as the beaver. There is a part where I was told by Eric, just scream as if you're getting tortured.
I can see that.
As the beaver. And so I remember doing that here in my room, which is also my fabulous recording studio. And then coming downstairs, and my brother was like, what's going on?
Oh my gosh. Yes. And now that I played the broom, I know what part you're talking about.
Yeah.
So that's really funny to hear. And it's amazing that you didn't put anything on your voice, because that was super high pitched.
Yeah. Yeah. That was an interesting one to go for. I gave him actually a couple versions, and there was like a nerdy version. There was like a kind of like a pompous, confident, but dumb superhero version. And then there was the really high pitched, like squeaky version. And he really wanted the squeaky one. So I was like, all right, you got it. The one that was more easy for me, and I bet you would recognize it is if you were aware of it, is the DJ. There's a DJ in the game. So when the music comes on, there's something that says like, you are now in the mix with DJ Red Hard, 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 Hard.
Yes, but I didn't even think twice because I did not think that was you. That's wild. So yeah, I don't think I even went over the concept of the room, of the story at all.
Yeah. So what did you think the story was? Because when I first played the room, I enjoyed the story a lot. I thought it was more complex than meets the eye. And I even thought it might go over some people's heads and they wouldn't appreciate it as much.
How do I explain this? Because I actually have questions about this and I don't even know if I'm allowed to talk about it because I feel like it's a spoiler. So maybe we need to talk about it outside of...
We can talk about it outside. It is a love story.
Yes.
That you're kind of unraveling and you've become a part of.
Mm-hmm.
You can read this on the website. It's about two people that are in a art studio. So you can imagine where that can take place and enter a world of its own. And maybe we'll get the very humble Eric back on the show to talk about it and we'll see what he has to say.
Okay. Yeah, I have questions about that guy.
And to give people some context, we call it Dr. Hater Loses. It's now called Dr. Hater's Cartoon World, which can give you a better look at what you might be getting into. This was a business decision to mainly appeal to your less common enthusiast that needs to know exactly what the room is going to be about, rather than a very creative name, Dr. Hater Loses, which, of course, we all love.
Yeah, I agree. I called it by that. And then when I looked online, I was like, oh, that's strange. I didn't know it's switched.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things, though, required to be a sharpshooter.
Yes.
And I did not know, but my sister is A1 sauce. Like, it's crazy good.
Nice.
She did one shot for each section. I was like, you're scaring me.
Not to be confused with Tati's twin sister.
Oh my gosh. Kai saw a picture of my mom's profile and was like, oh my goodness, that looks like you. I was like, dude, she just put a picture of me and my brother.
Yeah, I thought she had like a bona fide twin that she never told me about for years. I was like, what the heck?
Safe to say I look like me.
That's true. That's always a good thing. No catfish here.
No catfish.
Yes. So we're very big fans of Scenario Escape. They are certainly homegrown and on the top of originality when you go play them. I think they're great for first timers or enthusiasts. And they're one of the rooms that allow two player games at a reasonable price. If you're looking to take someone on a date based upon our last episode, I think that's a good candidate. That's not scary, but also good for a decent group of 4 to 5.
I agree. There's a lot of things to do in that room.
Yeah. Moving on to San Bernardino. San Bernardino is where Confusion Escapes is. Now, we had Confusion Escapes on the show, Alan Stacey, a while back. They have gradually grown in fandom, I guess is the best word here, with their original game, The Last Job, their fantasy adventure, The Treehouse, and their horror adventure, 45 Lambkin Lane. 45? 44? 45.
45.
45 Lambkin Lane. Tati played them all. Tati, I know you had to endure the hype of Confusion on the escape room boards through me. And you're like, dang, I gotta play that. I gotta play that. I gotta play that. You finally put the trip together where you got to play all three. Let's take it away. Where do you want to start?
We'll start that they were open on Christmas Day, and I took full advantage of that. I was so happy. We started, just Kevin and I, with The Last Job first. And if you haven't heard the insights or the background behind The Treehouse and The Last Job, I encourage you to go listen to the interview that we did with Stacey and Al, because just learning about the little things and the uniqueness that they put into these rooms was really cool to actually see in person. So knowing all those things and then going in and being like, oh, that's what they were talking about was awesome. A freaking truck. What the heck? And it functions. That blew my mind, because usually things are sometimes just there to just be there. No, this thing works.
Yeah.
So cool. I was obsessed with it. And what I really liked about this room was they have different levels. So the way that they design the puzzles, it has different levels of difficulty. Whether you're brand new to escape rooms, this is your first one, to you've done hundreds, they can tailor it so that you still have a great time. And as you guys all know, I appreciate that. I love that from owners. So I was like, what level do you guys want to play? And I was like, come on, Al. Let's give me the hard stuff. He was like, just wanted to make sure. So we played the hard mode, and apparently we made it even harder for ourselves because there were tools in there that we weren't aware of, and we were just going off of our instinct and our guts. But I loved that room so much. And the photo opportunity you get from this, you can take pictures with the semi. And Kevin took the most awesome photo. It was him jumping and me taking a picture as if he got hit by the semi and he was being pushed back.
Yeah.
And when we showed Stacy and Al and our game master, I'm so sorry, I forgot your name, but they were like, please send us that pic. I know, I'm sorry. Ooh. Okay.
I'm just kidding. A game master has no name.
Oh, that's a deep cut for those that know. So when I showed them the photo, they were like, please send that to us. We are putting that on our reel. And so I'm like, done, done and done.
There's a lot of heist games, so it could get bucketed into the category of, I've seen this before. Mm-hmm. But they've done just enough to make it original and fun. You can argue who had the first car in the game, because there's like Cartel, there's Men in Suits has a car in it, there's others with the car in it, but this car, and you'll see it in the pictures, so it's no spoilers, and they rave about it, is the biggest car you're gonna see in a game so far.
Yeah, it's crazy. I could not believe it. But yes, I thought that game was fantastic.
Yes. Great to see. Then let's lead into Treehouse, which you got to play the Christmas version of the Treehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just called Christmas Treehouse, or did it have a special name?
I'm so bad with escape room names, Kai.
Come on. This is preparing you for the 2024 Escape Break Olympics.
Oh, gosh. How bad I will fail. I don't remember what it was called, but it was Christmas themed. So the puzzles were different. The layouts were, the layout was the same, but they put different things on top of what's originally there, mm-hmm. is what I believe. Because obviously I did not play the first version, but we got to play this room with Antho and Cynthia, and they played the original Treehouse, but they were still able to find new things. So that was pretty cool to see that they did revamp it enough that if you did play the original Treehouse, you would still enjoy the Christmas version. And
so I looked it up.
Uh-huh.
And it is the Christmas Treehouse.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I really like this game too. I played the original one. I got to talk to Tati about the details, and it did seem like it falls in the category of course, the layout's the same. When you see it, you'd understand why they wouldn't do any construction to change the layout. That's just too labor intensive for something that's already great. But the puzzles seemed very different. The story seemed very different, which was great to see too. And of course, if you ask me, it's not worth playing both, but that's just my opinion all the time about layovers. But I'm glad you got to play this version so we can compare and contrast. I recently played the Rugrats game at the Escape Game, which is an alternate version of the Playground. Now, I played them about 2 years apart, so I had a really great time. But if I were to have played them back to back, I would have felt the exact same. I'd be like, oh, cool, this is just kind of like a parallel universe or an alternate universe of the Playground.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting.
Yeah, I feel like I got a very good experience from it that I probably wouldn't go back and play the original unless they did like a whole revamp of it somehow. But it's so gorgeous and awesome as it is. I don't see a reason why they should change it.
Yeah, I will say, based upon what you told me, there's one moment in the regular Treehouse that would blow your mind that unfortunately you didn't get to experience. It's something that's very unique from a construction standpoint, and where you're going places you think you never would go in an escape room.
You did give me a little hint, insight into what it was, and I wish I would have seen this. So next time I make my way over there, hopefully they can just give me a little sneak peek at what it is.
Yes, yes. Now on to the game that I wasn't even sure you were going to play. But before we go there, I have some bones to pick. On our last episode, we revealed escape categories. And escape categories is, I love this game. I love the game categories. I would play categories with my mom as a child, and we would do really obscure things like famous bears as a category.
Oh, wow.
Or bones in the body. And my mom was an MD. And that shows you how nerdy I am. So here we are playing escape categories, and the category was rooms over 60 minutes. And I said 45 Lampkin Lane.
Yes, you did.
And our guest host, never to be again, because I'm so angry, told me I was wrong. And today, our faithful listener base, including Tati, told me I was right. So
because
Tati,
you were right.
Tati showed me a screenshot directly from Confusion's website telling me that 45 Lampkin Lane is indeed longer than 60 minutes. And you're going to need it because this game is scary, right, Tati?
Yes. Yes. And just the storyline that goes with it and all the detail that they put into this. There's no way, like, for 60 minutes. I think our time was around the 60-minute mark. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if you look on their website, they actually, in the order that they made these rooms, it progressively gets longer. Last Job is 60. Yeah. Treehouse is 70. Lampkin Lane is 80.
Yeah.
So what is in store for their next room? I don't know. But going back to 90. Lampkin, I know. But going back to Lampkin Lane, I was so nervous. I was so, so nervous. You were talking it up, hyping it up. You love scary stuff. And I was like, oh man, I don't know if I can do this. This sounds so scary. Antho and Cynthia were like, we're scared too, but let's do it. And I was like, are you sure? And they're like, yes. And I was like, okay. I don't know what I would have done if I was the chosen one. I think I would have peed my pants a little bit. But Cynthia, shout out to Cynthia. She held it down and was so brave. So proud of her. But yes, this room gets you right from the get-go. And they do give you the option to go like normal mode or to go hardcore mode. Mm-hmm. And we chose normal. And I was like, nah, you're getting hardcore. And then as we're playing the game and he's seeing our reactions, he goes, I can't do hardcore. You guys are way too scared. I was like, I wasn't lying. I told you. I'm terrified. So I thought it was hilarious that he like saw us and he goes, oh yeah, no, they're big chickens. I can't do this.
That's funny. It's a great game. And I like this game because even if you do play extreme mode, they have the discretion and the soundness to read the crowd like they did with Tati. Like the mm-hmm. only reason they want you to play extreme mode is to experience it all. But of course, there's the reality, and that is the sign of a good company that is monitoring the players, understanding, are they scared to the point where they're not enjoying the game? Or mm-hmm. are they scared to the point where adrenaline and endorphins are involved and they're going to love this?
Right.
That's the key to a scary game, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. Because if it was any scarier than that, I literally would have been frozen. So, yeah. Yes, I'm very thankful that they read the room and they adjusted accordingly.
Yeah. I was going to say what stands out to me about Confusion Escape is you could joke and say, the bathroom and like all the inside jokes in the escape room world, because their bathroom is really nice and they have like they have like a ring light in the bathroom where you can take selfies. But what stands out to me most is in ownership of escape rooms, some escape rooms have an engineer and some escape rooms outsource to an engineer. Al is the engineer of Confusion Escapes, and he's really showing off his skills in several moments in each of these games. In Lampkin Lane, you're going to start asking questions of what does this layout even look like if I were to look at it top down, and how are people moving around here? Because it's mm-hmm. it's very labyrinth-like, yes. And it's really cool what he's done to, again, show off his skills and weave it seamlessly into a game to keep expanding the adventure when you think, oh, maybe we're in the final room. Maybe you're not.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No, they did a fantastic job. I was going to say one of the biggest things that I heard was this is a scary room, but there are puzzles and mm-hmm. like real puzzles. And that is so true. Like having to actually solve something under pressure, and the way they strategically put the amount and the difficulty in certain areas of the game was very thought out, and it's very smart. So I really liked the game flow that they put together.
Yeah,
for this room.
It's a great room. It mm-hmm. is really a great room. It stuck out to me this year when I played it. I was so stoked coming in and out. a little behind the scenes is I was in my car getting ready to drive off after playing Lampkin Lane, and I was looking at directions of where we were going to go next. I think we're trying to find somewhere to eat. So I had my car on, my window down because it was hot, and I just had my head in my phone. And Al, dressed as the monster, came straight to my window and jump scared me so bad. And then he's like, thanks for coming, man. It was great to see you.
Oh my gosh, he did something similar to us, but we were still in the business. So we were going to the first room to take our team photo. Uh-huh. And we thought we were safe. We were like, oh man. And we're like talking about some moments in the room. Our guards were down, Kai. Our guards were down. So we go into the first room. Boom, there he is. And true to Tati's form, I threw fists up so fast. And I said, no, Al, no.
No.
You will not get me.
You shall not pass.
Do not scare me. Do not scare me like that when I am not ready for it.
Tati, I know you played these rooms a while ago. This was on your road to 300 and beyond. Where are you right now at this point in time, number-wise?
I'm actually not that far away since I am at 310.
Nice. Nice. I am at 315.
Okay.
So I'm on my way.
Yeah, I've slowed down a bit. Just other priorities have taken place right now, but that's okay. I still get to play at least a few a month, and that gives me what I need.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And the good news about Confusion Escapes is they have three rooms, but they're coming with more, right?
Yes. We asked because we got so excited after playing the three rooms. You can even see it on their website that there is a room coming soon. And I believe it's called Carby's.
Yes.
Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah.
But what's hindering them is space. It's space. It's getting something that's still close to them and being able to build more. So hopefully the space they need opens up so that they can give us more wonderful experiences.
Another reason I don't like space.
Oh boy. All the deep cuts right now.
That's what happens late at night. Here's a deep cut. How do you feel about the meats? How do you feel about prime roast beef at Arby's?
We have the meats.
I'm serious. I think this is pretty polarizing across the board, but I'm down for a good Arby's sandwich.
You're going to hate me. Then I've only had Arby's once in my life.
And you didn't like it?
I don't feel any certain way.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think there's other fast food places I'd rather go to first.
Of course. I think if you want to win at Arby's, you go and you get the original roast beef sandwich, like no cheese sauce or anything, just bread and beef, and you put on the Arby's sauce and just try it out. That's all I need you to do.
You said no cheese sauce? Are you kidding me?
No cheese sauce.
Cheese is life.
Cheese is overwhelming. But anyways, back to escape rooms, guys.
Oh my gosh.
This episode was brought to you by Arby's. We have the meats.
Mm-hmm.
Thought you didn't want to say that one.
No.
So I did. It's okay. I can do all the ad reads. And maybe I'll do the ad reads in the Justice Beaver voice.
Oh, please. Just give us a little snippet.
We have the meats.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
All right. Tati, let's go to this mystery game activity that you've prepared.
Okay. So I think about random things. You think about random things all the time. So I just wanted to play a simple what if game with you.
Okay.
And they're all escape room related.
Okay.
Okay. So the first, would you rather play every room from here on out by yourself, or every room you play with a minimum of 10 people.
Wow. I think, of course, the real point of would you rather is a little debate, not too much debate, but a little debate. So of course. Going to ask, can I pick the 10? Or is this a public 10?
Oh, no, you can pick your 10. That's fine.
Okay. If I'm going to pick the 10, then I would say, no, I'd play by myself. Yeah, I'd play by myself.
Tell me why.
Because I think then my plan of action would be still like do trips with you and Beth and Kirby and my friends. But we would pick rooms and facilities that had multiple rooms and kind of rotate these one player games. And then we all like talk afterwards.
Ah, okay. I understand.
And in that case, I would be down with the whole light competition of like, what was your time?
Okay. Have you ever played a room by yourself?
Not really. I would play rooms by myself when I was a game master to like learn the room. But I don't think that counts. And I've played a room where someone's already played before and I hadn't. So they kind of just sat back and watched me. In fact, I played the escape game Prison recently mm-hmm. and Kirby just sat back and kind of watched me. So I felt like I was playing it by myself, but at the same time, I had someone to cheer me on. So
yeah,
that was kind of cool.
Yeah. And well, you kind of have like a built-in hint if needed yeah. or like a nudge in the right direction.
Yeah. What would you choose? 10 players or solo?
Solo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think 10 is just too overwhelming. And us being us, we like playing multiple escape rooms in a day if we can.
Yeah.
And for some people, one escape room is they're good. And then two is like, oh my gosh, my mind is being blown. And we're like, let's play 7 to 8 in a day.
Yeah. And with all respect, we call the solo room the Moscione because Adam Moscione, an enthusiast, plays a lot of rooms solo. I believe he doesn't want to play solo, but he loves escape rooms so much that he does it. So regardless, I'd like to commend him for keeping the love alive.
Oh, yeah. And he's played hundreds. Maybe 1,000. I don't know.
I think he's got to be somewhere close to 500, if not more.
Yeah. So that's so cool that you love escape rooms so much that you're just going to go play regardless if you have people.
Yeah.
Would you rather walk backwards the whole entire time you are playing the game or crawl?
Walk backwards. I do a lot of weird things in my home and like different movements. I have a tile floor in my kitchen, so I'm all about like sliding around. I love sneaking up on my brother and scaring him. So I've learned to like step differently, and sometimes walking backwards is part of those steps. So I have no problem walking backwards. And in some senses, I think that's safer to walk backwards into a room to avoid the jump scare that I might might see.
That's true. And you don't necessarily have to go first in the room, too.
That's true.
You can have some guidance.
Are you a crawler, though?
Oh, no. No, I'm way too much of a germaphobe to be a crawler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The knees, like I'm not crawling unless I get knee pads or I'm back in
baby. Oh, there's some like cushion. Yeah.
Yeah. Where my joints are so like flexible as a baby. Not anymore.
All right. That seemed a little too easy for you.
Hey, do you know what Osgood Slaughter is?
No.
It's this condition in athletes where they're, I think it's the tibia and the patella kind of detach or head in the direction of detaching.
Oh,
so
ew.
As my bones form in my knee, I actually like you can see a bump and it's my bone. So I had to like wear certain bands as I played sports. It's totally normal and happens to a lot of people. But because of that reason, I don't like being on my knees and crawling.
Okay, now the next time I see you, I need to look at your knees.
Yeah, you can touch my tibia. All you want.
With Kirby's consent? No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, that's fine.
All right, next one.
Would you rather play one really good room and this is all in one day, or play five mediocre rooms?
Mediocre or bad? Actually, okay.
I feel like I think I'm just stick with mediocre.
Do you know how I grade rooms on my yeah, tier scale?
I do, yes.
Would this be rooms in the bottom half or would it be at the lower end of the upper half?
It would still be passing.
Okay.
But okay, at the bottom.
So one room ranked an S or five rooms ranked a B in one mm-hmm day.
Yes.
I would go with the five rooms. I think more is more in this case and not less is more, unless you're telling me this is my only chance to play escape rooms.
No, this is not your only chance. I'm just saying. Yeah.
So my next vacation, should I play one guaranteed stellar room or five semi okay acceptable rooms? I would choose the five.
Okay, so I think you're adding a different wrinkle though. Like if you say vacation, then yes, because you're going somewhere,
mm-hmm,
right, to do that. And you may not ever go back. So that I get. But like, let's say you're near where you live.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer still stick?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so. I like the more. I want more variety because I'm going to get five different themes, I'd assume. Even though they're not spectacular, there's still going to be some level of goodness in there. And it's going to help my room number elevate as well.
Interesting. Because I feel like, and I think we've talked about this, but I feel like at this part in our escape room life, it's quality over quantity.
Okay, here's the biggest tipper. Is this free?
No.
Oh, well.
None of them are free.
Okay. Well, in the hypothetical world, I make a lot of money.
Wow.
So if I don't, then maybe I lean more towards the one room that's going to be great if we're bringing finances into this. Doesn't that change that?
I mean, to me, nothing was free.
Okay. Well, what if it was free? Would you choose the five then? Five free rooms that are okay or one free room that's spectacular. What would you choose?
I think it depends. So if it's a room like Project Minotaur,
mm-hmm,
right, where that is at least a minimum of $100.
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't mind. That's a lot of money. And that's one room that I'm not Project Minotaur in particular, but I'm just saying if it was a room that's of that status, that amount of money, and it's free, I'll go do that one room.
Okay. If there's a GoFundMe for you to play Project Minotaur, are you accepting?
Oh my gosh.
Or did you just...
People want me to cry. People want me to... People want me to have a heart attack as I'm playing.
Yeah. I think it's a good question. I could see it either way. I do think the financial picture matters. If money's involved, I'm going to go one room. That's great. Yeah. If money's not involved, I'm going to snag five.
You're going to go with five.
I probably wouldn't want to pay for them anyways.
Damn. But I get it. Okay. I have one more for you.
The final round.
You are doing a whole day of escape rooms.
Okay.
Would you rather go the whole day without food just so that you could play all the rooms, or without going to the bathroom?
Ooh. So shout out to all my really great friends who know I am excellent at not going to the bathroom for a long period of time. I would do the no bathroom.
Okay.
But in tandem with that, I would probably have to do the no food to put myself in a position to succeed, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
I'm assuming I can wake up and get the morning deuce and then go off on my day. And then in the evening, relieve myself. So I'm going to go not go to the bathroom and just play as many rooms as possible.
Okay, you heard it here first, everyone. Kai's not going to the bathroom.
I feel like those go hand in hand, though, because
absolutely right.
Normally, we're sacrificing meals, and we get like one fat meal in on a trip.
Yes, but I just thought it was funny because I was like, I don't. Okay, but here, do you get hangry?
I think, yeah. I mean, I get in my moods. Everyone has their moods. I'm not perfect.
Okay. So do you think it would ruin your mood for the escape room day?
No, I think what would ruin my mood more is if other people got hangry and then I got domino hangry.
Domino hangry. Wow. We're just making up new things.
Because if other people were like giving up, we talked about this, like in a relationship.
Yes.
If the other people are giving up, they're getting frustrated. They don't want to buy in. They're like, huh, another escape room. I would then get upset and be like, guys, we chose to do this. This was our destiny in the Would You Rather. You should have chose to eat instead of not go to the bathroom.
Boom. So, boom. Mic drop.
Mic drop. Yeah.
Thank you for playing my crazy what ifs.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. That was a good surprise.
Anytime.
Well, guys, hopefully you enjoyed this episode. We will see you next time. Say hello to us on social media or wherever you see us. And we will talk to you soon about more escape rooms. And drop in the comments, if you may, maybe some would you rathers. Escape room would you rathers. If you like that, maybe we'll do this more routinely.
Hey, Kai, guess what?
No, don't say it. I need more time.
Break time is just about over.
But Tati, what if they want more?
They can tune into the next episode.
Next episode?
Of course. There are so many more escape adventures to share.
Well, what can they do between now and then?
They can like us on social media.
Share this episode?
Yes, absolutely.
And what if they are new to the show?
Then I think they should go back and listen to all the great episodes.
Awesome. And don't forget to send in your questions to us. And be sure to tune in soon for your next escape break.